And I'll call this continued meeting of the Taney County Commission meeting to order this Thursday, April 21st, 2011. We have administrative and departmental functions listed first, and the first issue of business is the TEAP grant, T-E-A-P, recommended by the TCTAB. And who's going to address that? Let me, if you will, have you announce that when you get up to the microphone and who you are, but will you also explain for those listening what TEAP is as well as what TCTAB is? Thank you, Mel.
Come out. Can you hear him? Why don't you come over here? That we've been having a problem with that microphone. It's been giving us feedback problems, and it may not even be plugged in.
Is that better?
That, much better.
Okay. This is Mel Akins with Great River Associates, and I went to the last Taney County Transportation Advisory Board. That's the TCTAB. And we discussed the possibility of applying for a TEAP grant, which stands for Transportation Engineering Assistance Program. It's a MoDOT program to help counties do some transportation engineering on off-system roads and that type of thing. And it's kind of like, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but they also have a BEAP program, Bridge Engineering Assistance Program, and this is the transportation equivalent of that. And they set aside so much money each year to do this type of work, and it's a 80-20 grant. So MoDOT would pay for 80%, and they would ask you guys to pay for 20%. So what we're looking at here is that the Transportation Advisory Board is asked to come and ask for $4,000 to apply for this. We would do it in a two-phase application. The first phase would be to ask for a $10,000 TEAP. You guys would be responsible for $2,000 of that. MoDOT would be $8,000, and then we'd go back for a second one. So essentially, you'd be getting $20,000 of traffic engineering for $4,000. It's an application. There's limited funds, so you may or may not get it at this point. It looks like that you probably would at least get the first one funded because it's a they've got more money than they have applications right now. So a good chance that you would get it. It doesn't cost you anything to try. And so the type of things that we'd be looking at to spend that money on is that they're looking at trying to come up with an overall comprehensive transportation plan for the county, and that's going to take time. And so they're trying to do that in logical phases. And they've identified a lot of projects in the different districts that they think that they should recommend to the commission for, construction or implementation, that type of thing as time goes on. And what this could be used for is to look at the transportation aspects of those projects as far as the safety of those projects, the traffic capacity issues, and then cost, and then kind of help on the prioritization or those projects for, trying to figure out how to spend money or recommend that you guys spend money on transportation improvements within the county. So that's essentially what we're asking for.
I have one question. Well, probably have more than one, but one of the questions is this a, we only pay the money if we were awarded. We don't have to pay it ahead of time? Or
that's correct.
Okay, so it's just admit your Great River will be doing the application?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's 8 firms statewide that have been pre-qualified to do this type of work, and we're one of those firms. So there isn't, a selection process or whatever. If you ask us to do it, we've already went through the selection process with the state, and that's how it would be funded.
Okay. So.
I'm going to make a motion that we go ahead and ask them to apply for the grant. There has been a lot of work put in by the Transportation Board, and this would just be another step in evaluating and prioritizing different roads in the county.
Second the motion.
So the motion has been made and seconded to move forward with the grant application for the Transportation's Traffic Engineering Assistance Program?
Yes.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mel.
Just one, and you're fine, Mel. Just one point of clarification. I'm making the assumption here, and we didn't put it part of the motion, that if we get the grant, the money would come from Road and Bridge Department. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. That's how I assumed it also, but just want to make sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you mean the matching fund?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Whatever, if it's 2,000 or 4,000, yes.
I didn't have any other
consideration
for it. Okay. So.
Nikki, next item is agenda request review.
We have several requests to be placed on the agenda to meet with you gentlemen. The first one is to discuss the performance and non-performance bid that was opened earlier in the week.
That's something I kind of asked Nikki to for us a discussion. The reason being is that Linda has opened the bid. She's ready to award the bid, but I think we need some process or time to discuss as a commission which way we need to go, if it's performance or non-performance. And I think that's a process. We, Danny and I, have had that discussion with the, you know, with Chuck when he was here, but we really never came to a conclusion what is best. And obviously with you on the board, we probably should start this process over and see which way the direction the county wants to go. So that's why I've requested to put it on the agenda to just matter of discussing performance versus non-performance. Or if you guys need or want, we can move forward to a bid award stage. But that's, I think Linda's looking for direction, and I wanted to make sure we had fully discussed, you know, what we're looking for.
Does Linda have a date already picked for recommendation and bid award?
Well, the date requested is May 2nd for the discussion.
And just for my edification, Jim, yours is to discuss whether or not we want to go performance or non-performance?
That's correct. We bid them both, and so that kind of...
Actually, did we not request for qualifications?
Right.
RFQ?
Right, and since this is labor, it doesn't have to be an RFP.
I'm concerned that we had only two proposals, and there are a plethora of companies out there that provide these services, and some provide said services at no costs to counties, and I'm not confident either one of these companies do that. They may, in fact, but I mean, there are a number of companies that are linked with county governments through National Association of Counties and state associations that provide these services that we did not even contact. I think that if we're going to have that discussion, we need to include in it whether or not we want to extend that out further to other companies, at least have the discussion.
I think that should be part of the discussion also. We need to have that process. We both have questions of certain people not responding, and since it was just qualifications, we can do that.
I mean, I know that one company was working on it, and I'm concerned as to why, out of all the times that they've asked me questions, they didn't submit their qualifications. I just have concerns about that. But aside from that, there are a number of other companies that, well, at least we should have the discussion. So if you'll add that as part of the discussion, then okay.
On May 2nd?
No, next week. Isn't that what you're...
She's saying May 2nd.
May 2nd.
That's when she's going to open the bids. But didn't you want for our...
No, she opened the bids Monday.
I'm sorry, to announce to us what their selection would be. But did you not want to have a discussion prior to that to talk about the differences between performance and non-performance?
And I was just waiting. We could just do that discussion on the 2nd. It's no pressure. I mean, my situation is next Thursday, I'm with the Branson Tri-Lakes Chamber all day in Jefferson City. And so I will be absent the 28th because I'll be in Jefferson City. Now, if we want to move a meeting from the 28th to the 27th, that's believes.
Well, two things about the 28th. I'm also in Jefferson City for the same event, but I thought that was morning only. And number two, we have a meeting that I thought you two gentlemen were going to be at in Springfield with DNR at 3 o'clock on the 28th.
That is being rescheduled.
Why?
They're having some problems getting some of their people there at that time. So we're discussing possibly the middle of May.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw it came off my schedule. I hadn't had a chance to talk to you, but it wasn't there anymore. So
yes.
Sit with me because I've got a bunch of appointments already scheduled, and I'd really like to sit in on that.
That would be great.
Okay, thank you.
That was the meeting that was discussed that you two gentlemen were going to because you were coming back and going to make the meeting at 3 o'clock.
Right.
Instead of me going north, you guys were just coming back through and make the meeting. That's what was discussed.
Well, actually, with that set meeting, I was going to come back and go directly to my rehearsal dinner for my son's wedding.
Right.
And I'm not getting out of that one, my wife has said so.
And I don't think you should try. But, yeah, just a matter of, here's the question. Do we want to try to have another commission meeting day next week then, besides the Monday? Because, obviously, Thursday, I'm trying to look at my calendar here.
Well, also on the 29th, it looks like we're invited to the Southwest CCAM meeting.
Correct.
Board meeting on the 29th. I said that, I believe.
That's correct.
That's from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock, so I'd say Friday's out.
Correct.
Branson Lakes Area Chamber, I have the morning of the 27th.
And your CCAM meeting is in Mount Vernon, I believe.
I'm sorry?
Mount Vernon, right.
Your CCAM meeting, yes.
Why don't we take a look and see how much business we're going to have when she finishes up? Discussion here, is that all right for agenda review as to whether or not we have it second day?
My 27th is pretty open too, so we could, if we needed to, we could go to the 27th. Okay, go ahead. So that right now that's going to be the second, then you're saying, the discussions. Okay.
Correct. I have a second extension of closing for the Hollister maintenance shed. They're looking at mid-June for closing. This has been extended throughout the year. It was actually supposed to close last October, and it kept getting pushed and pushed and pushed.
And that's, if I'm not mistaken, because of the property owner dispute on the property
lines.
That is
correct.
You're wanting to schedule that for Monday?
Yes.
To talk about it? Okay.
I guess just to sign it, vote on it and sign it is what we're doing. To granting the extension.
We need to have
other which also that is also allowing storage of oil for the chip seal season, and it's on that addendum.
They had given me verbal when I was talking to them, but Nikki had asked them to put it in writing. So in that extension also gives us the use of the hot oil tank.
It's just
okay. So we'll do that on Monday, right?
Yeah, we'll do that on Monday. Should there be some... In the discussion, shouldn't there be some other things that probably are like a lease? You're talking about the oil tank. Are we going to have chips there? Are we going to have...
I think we already store salt there.
I know. But I wonder if that should all be in this agreement before we go for the extension. So we'll talk about it Monday. That's all right. But that's something
well, if they're wanting it signed Monday, it would be good to have that done ahead of time, actually, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
What do you gentlemen think about that sitting out there? What Danny's suggesting. Yes, that should be part. I'm sure it should be, but.
It should be in writing because
okay. I have an email on the salt.
We've been put off several times there. We need something in writing.
He's talking about other materials, I believe, that we'd have the right to store them there. Who wants to take that upon their shoulders to contact them to see if we can add that to this agreement?
Can go ahead, Nikki. She's been working with Connie extensively.
Well, if we do that, we need to let her know exactly what we're talking about so that would be helpful.
I mean, I...
All right.
Yeah.
Danny, would you work with her on that about what materials you're referring to and help her with the language?
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't know whether they can lease us the bays or the storage... units for any other purpose or not, but if, I mean, we've been tied up on this thing for a long period of time. I'd like something in writing that we can use the property for if we got, we've had our money invested in it for some time. I'll work with him.
Okay.
Thank you. Go ahead, Nikki.
Discussion of repairs at the extension building.
Okay.
That's for Monday.
Monday. I wanted to put that on there for Monday. Are you okay with that?
Is Wayne coming in for that?
Yes.
Okay.
Just for your note, so you're aware, these have already been approved once, but it hadn't taken place.
Right.
After I put those few items on Monday, Monday's pretty full.
Do we have anything else requested?
Yes.
Let's talk about everything that we have for Monday.
Okay. Mr. Glenn Amundson has requested to meet with you on the voting precinct locations for about 15 minutes is what he has requested.
Would he not be better served to meet with the county clerk regarding voting precinct locations?
I can talk to him and ask him if he would like to do that.
Well, that would be my suggestion, since those are fall under the purview of the county clerk rather than the county commission. I don't know exactly what he has in mind, but that would be my suggestion. Or do you?
I'd at least like them to have a conversation, and then, I mean, obviously, if he doesn't feel like he's got resolution, he can come this way. But I would like to go that direction first.
Well, the.
Mr. Bob Atchley would like a work session with you gentlemen for approximately 1 hour.
On Monday?
Not necessarily.
That can happen anytime.
Anytime.
It's an administrative conversation. He just wanted to update us on a few things. Do you want to put that on a Monday afternoon, or do you want, you said Monday's pretty full?
We can't Monday afternoon.
Well, this is Thursday then.
Well, they're not here Thursday.
They're not here on Thursday.
That's what I'm saying. This whole next week is shot. I mean, we can go Wednesday if you want to work around Wednesday's schedule. The 27th, but the 28th.
I can do Wednesday afternoon or even Tuesday. But the rest of the week, you're right. It's different meetings. Unless there's time on Monday and we want to do this so Monday afternoon.
Oh, you said there's not. There's not.
So Monday after, well, just put it off till next week. They don't have another P&Z meeting for two more weeks, or maybe three. They've already had the two last week and this week. So put it off for a week.
You're saying
Do not post it.
Well, we might as well post it. If we're going to talk about P&Z, we can post it. We're talking about an agenda item.
I know, but we're looking for a time. When are you going to do it?
Well, I'm saying just let's do May 2nd, but post as P&Z.
May 2nd.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
I'm fine with that. I just didn't know.
That's your suggestion, right?
Yeah. We just put it off for the next week.
Okay.
So let's look at May 2nd.
May 2nd.
Yeah, let's look at May 2nd.
Okay. Last time I asked you gentlemen about the IDA board wanting to come and speak with you, you wanted to wait until we discussed employment vacancies. You asked me to come back to you this week. I'm just asking for direction when we would like to schedule this.
What you're asking is when we would like to schedule a sit-down with the IDA board.
That is correct.
Since we have not called that, what's on the IDA board's minds?
The vacancy.
The vacancies. They've sent an email a while back.
Let me back up. They have vacancies on the board?
Not on the board.
So their concern is regarding other vacancies?
Correct.
Okay.
I think they're specifically requesting the vacancies we have in the Economic Development Office.
That is correct.
I'm going to make a recommendation that we have Mr. Amundson. We have all these others. We move those to May 2nd with an adjustment to be made by you as far as scheduling. Each one of those items that have been discussed, that need to be discussed, and those moved because next week's out of question. No need to consider them, but we move them to May 2nd with her scheduling.
Well, do we, I mean, the question is, my question really is he asking specific, your specific request? I know what you're saying. I'm just want to know who is all, are they looking to bring into, I guess I need more answers. Is it all the whole IDA board wants to meet with us? The entire board?
Yes.
Okay. Well, and then I think we're going to have to coordinate some possible dates because there's a lot of people that we'll have to, if we want to even meet.
Would you like me to get some dates and then come back to you?
When's the next IDA board meeting?
Let me look here. It was
next Wednesday.
And Jim, here's the reason I recommended what I said there was that gives Glenn time to visit with Donna. That gives these other her time to make some scheduling. It may not even work out for that day, but it's the following week.
Glenn may not even need to see with her after he meets with Donna.
That's what I'm saying.
So then I wouldn't want to schedule it until I know that he needs to meet.
That's a full week away.
Well, it's who I think it is. I've already spoken to him.
Well, I'm just saying we don't need to schedule something. We may not need to even have a schedule.
But I'd like for him to have an answer from us. I mean, I don't want to leave a citizen out there that's asking a question.
He does. Our direction to Nikki was that his correct contact should be the officer that handles that, which is Donna. And Jim's comment was if, in fact, he's not satisfied with that following discussion, then chat with us. But he definitely needs to chat with the officer that oversees that. And all precinct decisions fall within her purview. I'm willing to meet with him. We just want to recommend he go to her first. And then there may be no, as Jim said, need for
as I
sit
here and heard her say, she's already met with him, so he must have some concerns, right? Isn't that what you just got through saying?
The gentleman I think you're talking about, he wants me to go polling place to a church that's too small for the number of voters that I want to move. And I told him we were on hold with F Highway because you guys haven't got your decision on
we have 6 minutes.
District, so.
With no offense, we've got 6 minutes until
our 11.
Our 11 o'clock.
Corps of Engineers.
I don't know what to say about IDA. If you gentlemen have some druthers that you'd like to throw out there, I'm certainly willing to.
My suggestion is for Nikki to go back to Tim Connell and say, is May 5th soon enough to talk about what's on their mind? If it's not May 5th, how about May 9th? But I believe May 9th is a holiday, so it would be May 10th because the 9th is Truman's Day.
That's correct.
So if you want to give them possible dates, the 5th, the 10th, or the 12th of possible times to meet, I would be open to that. I mean, that's what my suggestion is. But get back with Tim, and so it gives him time to talk to his board members because setting a meeting without him talking to his board members, it'll be hard for them all to get there.
That's fine. That's what my recommendation was to start off with.
That's all I have on that.
Does that mean I have something under administrative and departmental?
Is it specifically listed? If it is, we'll take it.
No, it is not listed under administrative and departmental.
The reason I bring that up, we've been advised to specifically list anything within our agenda, even though it says administrative and departmental. We have some disagreement amongst the commissioners, but that was, and we can pursue that in Monday's legal meeting to get a clearer answer. But let me move forward with the next two items that we have here, and then Donna will go ahead, if that's all right, gentlemen, mm-hmm. what she has. First is approval of minutes.
I've seen your corrections, and there's a couple things I wanted to add to it,
okay.
Ron.
Yes.
On what, let's go with the most difficult one, or not the most confusing one, is the one from January 4th. After reviewing, interviewing, I believe we should modify and take out the executive sessions. We didn't have an executive session when it stated because we weren't even, that was your first day of session. We didn't have a meeting at that time. So what I want to do, after talking to the people that were supposedly in this meeting that said there wasn't a meeting, is modify by taking out the executive session because there wasn't one. I remember having budget discussions, which was all the way through the minutes, but we didn't have an executive session that day. So my suggestion is just to remove the executive session parts of it and talking to the administrative clerks, They don't have any notes either. They were working off of notes that I have, and we all know my handwriting is not the best at times. So that's one. And then the other one is, with your correction, Ron, I checked on the March 24th, and it says I was absent, but yet I've been here on votes. I was here. I checked my schedule. So I was actually physically here during the meeting. So that's the only thing I was.
What day was that, Jim?
That was on March 24th. And there is a chance that I may have been late, but I was in the motions, but I don't think I was. So, what do you show me?
I don't know what I looked
March?
At that too.
Oh gosh, I'm on the wrong month. Maybe I was gone.
I raised the question because it showed you absent, and yet it showed you making motions, so it couldn't be both. Or it could have been if you came in later in the meeting, which is a possibility. Sometimes you had morning meetings.
Well, maybe that's what. Let's just leave it with I came.
Just insert.
I mean, I show I was there, but I'll just take it
well,
and say.
Well, then change it there. That's fine with me.
I show I was here, but you show something I was gone to in the morning. So.
Well, I just made a note. Yeah.
Well, then I'll modify this and say I must have came here after lunch then when we reviewed at...
reconvened.
When we reconvened at 2 o'clock, I'll make a note that I joined him then.
Okay.
So anyway, with those changes, I'm prepared to make a move to approve the minutes January 4th, March 14th, March 17th, March 21st, and March 24th with the changes.
Would you run those dates by
sure.
again? March
1-4.
Right.
314, 317, 321, and 324.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve County Commission minutes dated March 4th, 14th, 17th, 21st, and 24th as amended. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously. Next issue, I'm sorry?
I have the minutes that you approved on Monday. All the corrections are correct.
Okay.
So,
That's just for your edification. We passed those through to the county clerk, approved, and she's checked them, and we're in agreement. And we're going to pass these through to you as well, Donna, with notes on them.
Yep. I'm going to give this to you.
Mine are in red, and I should have given him my red pen. Very quickly, gentlemen, we have listed bid award workers' compensation. I know that at the Monday meeting we made a motion in the second, but technically we should also make that motion. We've been advised by council today because it had been so noted. So I would entertain a motion, a repeat motion from Monday.
Motion to approve Connell Insurance as the awarder or the vendor for workman's comp for a period of 12 months.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to award workers' compensation insurance to Connell Insurers for a period of 12 months. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carried unanimously. Donna, thank you for your patience.
Good. Sorry, time out. That microphone's not working. You've got to come to this one.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry. We've got no volume, and I hate to interrupt like that.
It's all right.
Do I need to repeat all that?
Please repeat.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's all right. Gentlemen, I've received a CID, Community Improvement District, from Castle Rock, We are in the beginning process of that. Today, later today, we plan on handing over the petition to the assessor's office. He will then review that and confirm who the property owners are of in the SID district. Then we will, from that date forward, we'll have 45 days for the commission to set a hearing. We will have to publicize 2 weeks in advance, plus send certified letters to each of the property owners letting them know of the process and of the hearing.
Can you provide us with information, Donna, regarding a SID and the procedure we're supposed to follow? Is there a vote by commission? Is it done by petition only and automatically accepted? But it will help guide us through that process.
I can do my best. I have worked with an attorney in the past, but the statutes are all included. Basically, the commission will determine whether they want to set this up as a political subdivision. They're requesting to be a political subdivision. They can be one of two types, a not-for-profit or a political subdivision, and they've chosen to be a political subdivision. They will be able to tax themselves, so the owners of the property will be able to tax themselves. Just to give you an example, for instance, if they were to sell any property, then they could put a tax on those persons buying the property. So,
would you email to me or deliver when you get a chance just when the statutes are? I'd just like to brush up on that. I'll read that. That's all
no
the
problem.
Information I need, and I'll
it's
read
it. It's in 67, but I can give
chapter
it to
67
you.
Off?
Chapter 67.
Where are we talking about the geographic location of this city?
It is north of Forsyth.
Do you have a map?
I do.
Can you just let me see it up here?
Are you going? Round Mountain Road. Do you know where Round Mountain is?
Yeah, sure. Okay. No, I hadn't heard of that.
It's about 2,000 acres is what I understand. And they have a list of items that they plan to use. The area for, it's to be a biotech college, College of Nursing, and then homes. There's an entire list of what their project is, and of course all that will have to be in the hearing.
Is this in the city limits, you know?
No, I don't believe so.
No, that's all the way up at Bull Creek. That's that yeah. Bull Creek project where we had the bridge discussions and all
gotcha.
That.
Gotcha, okay.
Does that drop down from Round Mountain to the Bull Creek crossing that heads back up towards H Highway?
I'm sure that's the property from the review. They call that Castle Rock.
Okay. Thank you, Donna.
Okay. I'll need that paper back.
I will. I was going to get one other piece of note off there.
I think that starts at like chapter 6714, somewhere along in there.
67014?
67.142, I know, isn't it?
Okay. So it's I'm interested in the list of signatures that applied, and I guess that'll be available to us, right?
That is the owners of the property, and they'll actually be the board members as well. I do have that in here.
I wonder if we can...
that's fine. We got to stop. We got to continue on our meeting.
Yep. I just wanted to let you know I have that in my possession, and we're starting the work on it.
This work session that we have planned with the Corps, do we want to sit up here, or do we want to form some roundtables because there's going to be so many?
Yeah.
I know the other day I did that, and the mics weren't on, so we need to leave those on because people complained about that. But we need to move those down from above to the tables when we have a work session.
Yeah. That'll be fine. That'll be fine.
Well, if that's what we want to do.
Yeah. So,
yeah, let's do that. We'll get it, Donna. Thank you. No, let's not go into recess because they're here. It'll just take us a second or two, if that's all right.
How you doing?
Careful about my back. Let's
move this way more so we
can get
around
everyone. You want to turn them lengthwise, or?
Is this square?
Okay.
I mean, I can.
I was thinking there's going to be six or seven of us.
Okay, well, let's do it.
Six. I see 3, 4, 5, 6. Looks like one more. That may be enough, actually. You guys joining us up here, Harlan?
Oh, honestly.
Well, then I don't need that chance. I'll just set you up.
All right. Here, slap that one around here if you don't mind. I'll give this one to Harlan.
Okay.
Gotcha. I'll be up here. Dean will be on that
end. Okay.
That way we're good here.
Okay.
Perfect. I'm John
Heiser. John Ron House.
Good to meet you, sir.
Hi, sir. Tracy Pranch.
Tracy?
Good to meet you, Ron House.
And Danny will be right back, right?
Is that enough microphones, Rod?
Yeah.
This that's right. We checked on the way out.
We looked, yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of them watched.
Yeah,
they're busy.
Water looks good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm afraid it's not going to in the next few days.
I may not. Stormy weather.
My gosh.
Yeah. We may get some rain.
I'd like a bunch of rain.
So it's something like between 6 and 10 inches of rain the next 4 or 5 days?
Kind of what we heard, too. We don't have any official forecast. We just heard that same thing off of, you know, KY3.
That time of year seems like all of a sudden, isn't it?
Yeah. With the dry for... for a lot of
like slow now,
yeah. Don't catch up.
Yeah, it said something about the filling the lakes and flooding possibilities and all those.
We don't hear that, do we?
No.
We are still in session, Jim. So
okay.
These mics are live.
In case for anyone to talk.
Well, I'm obviously the new kid on the block. They generally laugh when I say that.
we all know that. Have you been introduced to them?
Just now. Who would like to begin this discussion?
Did you guys, John, you called, I think. You asked for the meeting.
We did.
Yeah, really, we just wanted to come up and introduce ourselves and kind of let you know kind of who we are, put a face with a name, and you know, update you on a couple of things that we're working on. One is the park leases. We got those down to Little Rock, and we've just got a couple things that they have asked us to do, that is, us and the county commission, and really we need to just look at the things that are there, like a kazee, the launch ramp, the restroom, the 8 campsites, the paved roads, and put down the condition, whether they're good, fair, or poor, so that we both agree what condition you're accepting them in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
More of what we're accepting them in, not that we're going to leave them in that.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
No, it's just so that, you know, somebody would not be able to say, geez, we took something or we didn't know it was like that.
Okay.
So and then also have maps of what we have kind of lined out as far as the area for the each of the parks as far as lease areas. And I'll just kind of pass those around. You can take a look at them here and see what you think. This one, you can see, is pretty straightforward. It's just essentially the area that's
would be, the developed area that's there now, where the restroom, the campsites, the launch ramp.
Talking down at Beaver Creek?
The mowed area, yes.
Yeah, essentially, that's right.
Okay.
And then this is Highway K, and actually what we did is we gave you a little bit more room here in case you wanted to other, you know, down the road, make some improvements, do some other things. Now, the reason that that's shown right there, that is actually the road going down to the marina, and up to about that corner, that's included in his lease area, okay, about where that gate is, okay, is in his lease area. So that little bit would remain in his, but we've given you everything on either side of that, mm-hmm. and then everything back up around pretty much to the public land boundary back up there.
Now, one question that you brought this up, and the way it looks, the rock that's there, is it in his lease area, or would it be something that we would have to explore to get the rock for the fill? That's where you're talking about, in his gate area here.
Right. Well, I mean, no, that's in his lease area, but, you know, we retain that.
Okay.
Yeah. All he has is a lease area to kind of operate, maintain that road, and then operate and maintain the marina.
How are you familiar with that?
Show me what.
Okay, this is like the marinas.
Yeah, it would actually. Yeah, that's right here.
Okay. I know where this point is.
And this is the point that goes around. They've got a gate area here that where they shut this off to go down to the marina if there's clothes, high water, whatever's going
right,
on.
Right, winter time.
But
sure.
This part of it is where it comes around. And then we had a discussion about the fill-in of the road, and that's back in here?
Yeah, actually.
I can't see it.
It'd be in that shaded area almost. Right?
Yeah, it's actually, here's the road coming in. Yeah.
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 Right in that area.
That's right.
Right in there. It's not drawn in, but that's where it's at that we're having the discussion on. As you come down K Highway, and you used to turn off and go into the park here.
Right.
That road goes across, and we want to fill in that area. The reason this is drawn in there, there's a little old, some little picnic tables, and part of the old park was actually to the right of the fill-in area. I think there's two or three old tables and stuff there.
There are, an old toilet up there.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't even have any, you know, we would have to, in our management plan, right down in there that we had a process, but we weren't going to do that for a certain period of time or ever or whatever,
right.
Because the fill may take it completely out of the picture.
Sure.
So I had had discussions with a lady from Little Rock about a management plan of how we were going to proceed. It's yearly, isn't it?
It is. It's an annual plan, but, I mean, you can make it multi-year.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to say
a
five-year plan, and in 2012 we're going to do this.
And I haven't discussed anything with the commission or anything like that, but, I mean, I would see that maybe the first year or two it would just strictly be cleaning up of the area and getting it ready for where it looks presentable to the public more than anything else, and maybe some road surfaces that need to be either based or ripped up, take a grader in there and rip them up and pull them back together and let them settle. And, you know, it's just strictly a, we could probably make it into a two-year maintenance plan and then go in from that point on.
And you're talking about maintenance plan, really the park system, the park board taking ownership, when I say ownership, taking the responsibility of it. Okay.
And it's a maintenance type situation,
right.
As far as you say the first year, you just lay out very simple.
Right.
I mean, we're going to go in there and clean up what's been basically left for several years. Second year, we're going to do A, B, and C.
Right.
Third year, A, B, and C,
right.
And that's it.
Yeah, if your funding changed, you know, and you want to speed that up, you'd have it, or you
right.
slow down, or whatever. We understand how that
right.
goes.
Right. Yeah. Right.
The park area on the one down at Beaver Creek, because he mills, is that all below the bridge on the one side? Mm-hmm. There's none up
yes,
above.
Yes, none up above it. Right.
The access to it is actually on one side
one side and you gotta go
across the bridge to get to the actual park.
Right.
It would have to include that road and access.
And it's.
It doesn't show that here though.
You're right, it doesn't. That's a good point. So we'll adjust that one.
It's maintenance plan will have to be yearly because sometimes it's underwater.
Yeah.
And we can't get any use on it. We wouldn't want to have an obligation of anything that would be in a maintenance plan if we had to, you know, we have cleaned it up before. I think at one time there was an old car that was run off in there when it was flooded and we had to wait till the water went down and the county went down and pulled it out. Things like that. So our maintenance plan on that would definitely want to be 1 year plans. And the other over here, we could extend it out into like a 2 to 5 or whatever you guys want to do. Like to do it far enough that the park board itself could plan what they were planning to do with that park in the future. If you say 1 year for them, then you may have park board members change and this and that. But if they have a comprehensive plan of what they want to do, basically that would help. Greatly.
So the park board hasn't had?
They have had Kazee Mills. They
kind
have
of
actually,
on a volunteer kind
yeah.
of
right.
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 This is a little more formalized is what we're needing, you know, something a little more committed long-term type deal.
Right. Yeah. And the park board will have to, you know, once this goes through park board, will come up with the plan, they'll run the plan by us and all those things,
yeah.
But yeah.
Darlene Cole and Mr. Tate have taken care of the Kazee Mills Park as far as the restrooms and the cleaning and all that for years.
Yes. Yes.
On years on a volunteer basis. And this other park would be something that the Kirbyville community, they actually had a cleanup group that wanted to come in and clean the park and get it ready for public use. And and I am not saying this for these gentlemen, but remove the eyesore, and that's the best. I'm just going to leave
it
at that.
No, it is. And these are parks that we couldn't continue to operate at a very high level, and they were just kind of gradually going down. So it was a kind of a win-win thing for the
right.
county and the volunteers and partners that still wanted to keep them open or usable at some level. And so we see this as a good thing. It still keeps it in better shape than it is. And, and if the opportunity is there down the road, you'll have a place you can do more if you wanted to.
Right. And I'm glad you mentioned a while ago, and we would want to add that too. Our financial condition would vary with the plan. And there would be an adjustment in there on.
I mean, basically, it's subject to appropriation.
And we're the same way. Places that flood frequently, we can't keep putting a whole lot of resources back into them, you know. In the higher ground, you know, maybe you can a little bit.
That's what the KDOC interest was.
Right.
It's up there where it can, whatever's there is going to be able to stay there. It's not going to be underwater, and we're not going to have as much maintenance on it once it's put into place as we are the one at Beaver Creek.
Right.
But they're both established historical sites that are in the area, and I know the historical side has mentioned different things about it, and we're very interested in keeping those open to the public. And there are, there is with any other plan that you make, there's the length of stay of visitors that are visiting the parks. There's several things that need to be wrote down as bylaws, basically.
Exactly, like policies.
Yes, policies.
Yes.
So, I've kind of went through this, done a lot of work with these two gentlemen, but also with the Little Rock office to understand what they want.
Yeah, if you talk to Gina, Fielder down there, yeah, she's very helpful. A lot of background.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make that change to that map and can probably just email it to Nikki.
Okay.
Okay.
Taken care of. And what I can do, if you want, I can either leave these inventory reports, or if you think that we're familiar enough with them to assign a condition to those facilities, we can just do that now, then I can take them back with me and get them on down to Little Rock, and that'll...
Now, is this one that you've got here, is it on which...
It's on both of them.
It's on both?
Yeah.
We would have to... Actually, I'd like to go down and visit and fill that out on location.
Yeah. All right.
Because there's a, those restrooms have been removed, and there's some conditions about the restrooms at Kazee
Park. Right.
Also, the other maintenance around the road area, the old picnic tables, which ones can be taken out and which ones need to just be redone for public use, and what needs to be done there. I'd rather to fill us out on site, maybe the commission post somewhere down a month to 6 weeks, go down there and just look at it and see what we want to do.
Be good.
Well, okay. Like I say, that's what is existing now.
Okay.
And all they're saying is, what condition is that in? What are you, or what is the county accepting?
Right.
That's really what
that it's document. It's a document of acceptance.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. But,
this specifically lists what's there. It's just asking for the condition.
That's right.
You're not, what you're saying is, you're not familiar enough with it to do that now? Because I'd have to rely on you.
It's been, a couple of years since we were down there.
Well, when you say good, bad, or medium, everybody's got a different definition of that.
Well, that's really the three levels of good, fair, poor.
It had a chip and seal asphalt surface around there, and it may be busted all to pieces, as far as I know.
And you probably write your park folks or whoever is going to, you kind of want to get them maybe take a look with you.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. They're in on it then, part of it. And a lot of those have kind of slid down a little bit. They're not going to be in good shape.
Absolutely. Yes. And we'll get the map adjusted for Kazee.
Okay.
And we get those completed. I think we'll be very close to getting that back to Little Rock, and then they can issue the lease. And,
great.
Yeah.
Have you got these under parcel numbers? Is that what those numbers are on there?
Oh, it's old real estate.
Yeah,
old
real estate.
A lot of times it was, that's who the land was purchased from way back during acquisition.
I mean, I could try to pull it up if you wanted by parcel numbers.
No, I didn't. I just seen those numbers, and they don't relate to
anything we've got.
No.
I was trying to pull up by those numbers, and it doesn't pull.
It's an old way of us tracking it. Yeah. We don't even use it that long anymore.
So. We had discussed, and Ron, if you asked me about, because I have had contact with these gentlemen. I talked to John quite a lot after facing. We've had contact about these roads and these lake accesses that we've talked about in the past. And it was presented to us at one time about taking in 23 different lake accesses. My concern at that, because we took on and did a great job with three lake accesses that they went and reviewed. I think Mr. Strophus went with us and we reviewed those. We went to three other locations that were approved in a meeting like this with even Mark Case that were there, was there. The 23 is the reason that I didn't want to accept all those at one time, but Mark, John had told me that there is a identification number or something with each.
Yeah, every time we do an action, like for these, there will be, as far as our real estate division in Little Rock, they will consider that an action. And so they will issue a separate number, as far as we're concerned, internally, they will issue a separate number for a lease or a license to the county for a road. So if we do one of those for each one of these access areas, then you would end up, and we would end up, with 23 separate files that we would have to track.
Uh-huh.
Where our thinking was, if you requested them all at once, it would be one real estate action, one action as far as we're concerned. There would be one file. There would just be maps attached for each location. We'd say at this location, it's however many feet, however many acres of road, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would... It would simplify things on our end.
Right. My concern was, and was that we would end up with 23 locations, and we would have the public saying to us, why don't you do ours now? You've taken this in. You've got 23. There's been no work on this one. There's been work over here. As we did the three, and you gentlemen seen, and we had great reports this last spring of 150 people at one of those locations fishing where there hadn't ever been able to be even very few limited trucks even get into that location. But it was reported back to the commission that there was 150 people, and one person even counted them, the people. And that was in the Yandel Cove area down there where Gray Branch and stuff on the other side. So it's been a huge success, great PR for the Corps, great PR for the county. Not much coverage of it, but we're still proud of what has taken place.
Oh, you've done really well there.
And those things look nice. My concern is if we take all 23 of them in at the same time, and I understand your dilemma, but if we could get some phasing system set up to where we wouldn't have to do, we've got three on the board now, and if we could, if they don't get attached to the same number or same action, that we don't get obligated to work 23 of them in 2 years or 1 year, all those kind of things. That's what happens in county government.
Right.
When somebody sees something being done somewhere, and we've tried to scatter them. We've actually, this last attempt was Yoakum at Cedar Creek, Ohart at Pro Tem, Savage in the Far Mincy area. So those were scattered and to keep the public. But if we do 23, and there were six of them that were questionable, one of them went through a person's backyard. We don't want any litigation with an old road that we had, as we did our field visit, we had a hard time locating. We had a hard time locating. We don't want that on the action because we don't want any ruffling of the feathers of something that's good that's happening. And that's the way I look at it, and I'd rather have it to be a progressive thing that looks good and you gentlemen are satisfied with and we're satisfied with. Can you give me an answer if we eliminate six? I think there was one or two, Randy, that was brought up that hadn't been put on there.
Before you go there, let me ask you, for my edification, I'm sorry I don't know here about this that I should, but when you say taking in, what do you mean by that? What's the county's involvement?
They call it outgranting.
Right, yeah. And some of this was, when we kind of got started, and it was good pattern, or for us, first time we've been able to really do it with the county is, you know, from where we sit, hey, here's Taney County, and there are a lot of places there where people access the lake, maybe by vehicle, that may or may not have ever really been what we define as a roadway or an access. And so, you know, we're saying, hey, we really can't have just uncontrolled vehicle access of any place along the lake. So we came to you all and said, you all know where these places are that are the most traditionally used or the best access and those type of things. And what we're asking you to do is make those county roads, county maintained roads. Let's identify these strategically for whatever reasons are, the use patterns, the historical use, those kind of things. And we will issue easement or license for those roads that we all agree, and we came up with a certain number, and we're negotiable on that. We went out and visited those sites and said, yeah, this looks like it makes sense, or this would serve good in this area, or no, it's not. And eventually, we'll go back to these other roads and close them off at some point in our boundary line and say, hey, we've got a nice access that is county maintained. We cannot maintain roads up here. You know, once we cross onto our property line, onto the Corps, to the lake, we have no instrument or way to do that. So we're saying, hey, we would like the county to maintain that part of the road, and we will all agree that that's public access and it serves a need or a use in these parts of the county. So what Danny's saying is, hey, we've got three of those up really good and running right now. And you may need to make some changes a little bit to that list that since we met the last time, plus or minus. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we can do that. You know, that's if we need to go visit them, we can. Or if you all already know, we can do that. And not really the instrument, like John's saying, we can probably break that down. The fewer, the better for us. You know, they don't all have to be on one. And I don't know if you all even, when you start working with these, if you need a category A, B, or C. They may not all be really nice, you know. If they're not, you know, maybe some of these others, you just want to keep the road open where it's passable and you don't want to get to a place where you can turn around that's, we'll work with you on that.
And our financial situation is going to dictate how we approach that. But I appreciate what you said there on categorizing those things in A, B, or C, because some of those places, there's not much you can do with them.
No, right. And some of them people just want to get there to maybe hunt or hike or mushrooms. They don't all have to be launching ramp type things. You know what I mean? People fish off the bank, and we understand that people, they don't all want to go to develop parks or whatever as far as access for the lake. So we're trying to partner on that kind of effort. And what we don't want is about five or six of them right in a row, you know, for a half-mile stretch. There's really no need to have everybody's got their own road type thing. We're trying to pick one good spot and say, okay, this is where we want to allow folks to get down to the lake.
We have issued, excuse me, the license or out grant for the first three, Deer Lane and
Yandle and Mission.
Yeah. And so we've got that one in place, and then you've requested these other three, and we've asked the question, can we just tag those, the next three, onto that first instrument? Mm-hmm. The initial answer we got from real estate, our folks in Little Rock, was no, they didn't think they could do that. Well, we want to ask again. Mm-hmm. I think they can. I think they can
modify that a little.
I think they
can
just make a supplement to that first license rather than issue another one.
And it'll be easier for you all in the long run, too. If not, you're going to get these things every few years coming through, and Randy's going to have to go find them.
I think I can kind of help clarify for your information, and if you would, I'll roll this up where you can look at it.
Anyway.
And this is, it was emailed back to me, and you, gentlemen, and Paul went out in the field and done a field trip to a lot of these areas. This is basically the Bull Shoals Lake area through Taney County with the core property highlighted, and then most of these are existing county maintained roads. That's highlighted in red here is the portion that what they're out granting the easement to us so we can maintain these and keep these open. I say the majority of them are county maintained. There are some that we currently do not maintain that you probably want to visit and look at and discuss before you agree to them. And I have a list of those. That's maintained, correct?
But yes, that's
a certain point.
And that's one of them that's on the list next.
This is a county maintained road down to here. That's one that we want to create an access similar to Mission Deer Lane.
And I'm not familiar with that, so tell me about Mission Deer Lane.
Mission Deer Lane, they're up here in this area. Right here is Deer Lane, here's Mission, and then Yandell's right across here.
Okay.
These are accesses that were impossible to get to without pretty much a four-wheel drive pickup, and now anybody can drive a car down here and access the lake and put a boat in the water or just fish along here, and it's good, easy access for the public and close to pretty populated area. So it's being heavily used now, and with minimal maintenance on us, which we just have to grade and kind of keep the roads from that.
Right. So Dan, tell me, you work your way across the core property all the way down to the lake. Don't actually put a launching ramp.
We do not put a launching ramp in, but most of these locations, as we looked at, and when we come to Mission and Deer Lane.
I launched there 2 weeks ago.
So right, right. What I'm saying is those places, Ron, and this ties in with what, because I wasn't aware of it, those have been old road accesses, and once you get down to the water, you run into a gravel-type road situation that goes in and slopes in.
Flat-bottom boat or a smaller boat,
yeah.
You can put it in there.
One of the difficult things here and like this is this one has an existing picnic table, I believe, is one that either somebody built or you guys might establish. It's on up here. That's a good place for a turnaround and maybe a parking area, picnic area, but it's a place that we can also turn around when we're doing maintenance
on it.
And then it gives a place for people, if you launch and three, four others come, you're kind of limited. Where do you turn around? Where do you park your truck and stuff? So we create a better access that way. And then we've got another one here in the Pro Tem area that we're going to create here on that portion of the Big Creek arm of Bull Shoals Lake. And then we got another one in the Mincy area we want to do as
well. That's one of those we went to the site visit.
Yeah.
This one we went out and visited.
Right. I remember all these.
Right.
And so that's, and then most of these are county maintained, or in the instance in Slough Hollow area, it's a county maintained road that just goes through core property that it's highlighted and you're out granting it, so we have the easement to maintain that road.
Right.
And let you know too that all the land on the Missouri side, both Bull Shoals and North Fork, is out granted to Missouri Department of Conservation. So they do the wildlife management, like down here at Blackwell Ferry. Right. You know, they're on either side of that, they're doing the work in there.
One thing we had, Ron, that was of great benefit is these gentlemen, we seen the need of a bus turnaround at, that was at, wasn't that Yandel?
Yeah,
Deer Lane.
Deer Lane.
Was it at Yandel? It was at Yandel.
Yeah.
We had a place there that actually run into nothing down there, and we had kids walking up the road, and they let us put a cul-de-sac there as we entered their property, then went on down to the lake, and the bus uses that cul-de-sac, and it's been a great advantage for everybody that lived down there, because if somebody goes down and decides that you know, that if it's bad weather, I'm at some kid walking a half a mile up the road, the closest bus turnaround was up there. Yep. See, so,
and each one of those a little different, Danny. And we looked on site
every one of them
too.
Yeah.
Some places you can make a little turnaround, no problem. Others you couldn't. It cost you a fortune. And you might as well skip that one and go on to do what you can there and go on.
Go on, and those could be limited with A, B, and C as far as, I guess, our monetary expense on it, maybe, or something.
What you got to work with, you might think about them if you get people to buy into that or not. You know, if they're happy with it or not. Mm-hmm.
No, I know people put in down there. That is one rough area.
Right here and right here. And the worst problem is limited parking, hard to turn around, especially if the lake raises.
Yeah, and that's another factor. It's a higher lake. But yeah.
See, we maintain that, and down here so far, it's a hard surface chip seal road, and then just turns into gravel there. But
it's a horrible place. It's also some of the best fishing in our town.
There you go. One of those had no road, looked like ran out into the lake, and it made a great launching looking place. I don't remember which one it was.
They do launch her. I've launched her.
I've launched it. It's been a long time ago.
A couple of things that we probably want to look at is an area. One's in the Pro Tem area. We've got a, and that's highlighted because it goes across the core property, but it doesn't actually access the lake anywhere. So them's ones that I put question marks by, we probably want to look at. What do you want to do with them instances? Another one's that fine addition, which does access the lake, but it's also got a portion of a road that just turns west and goes to a residence. That one we probably want to take that one portion off.
But that's not down here. That's up here somewhere.
That's up at Cedar Creek area.
But as he stated earlier, those that are short, they're not lake accesses, but they are short areas that can be maintained, or a cul-de-sac at the end for a turnaround for our equipment. I mean, just having the turnaround, one accident can cost us more than the material that it costs to fix up a cul-de-sac and a road to it. So,
yeah, most of those are probably areas where your equipment's right there handy anyway on the normal roads.
That's the way we do. Yeah, I mean, we got to go down it anyway, and someplace you got to have turn around or back up.
Mm-hmm. We don't like to back up.
No.
It's just not. It's not safe. Besides all the other things, it's just not safe.
That's when you do have that.
Yeah.
That's a lot of spots.
Are you recommending the 20 some for now? And if there was addition,
well, that's what we want to do is go back and visit with them and just ask them
if they can let us add to it.
Well, yeah. It seems to me that we can, but the initial answer was no. They would rather do a separate instrument each time.
Right.
That just seems a little burdensome.
My thought is, if we, you know, Dan, I know the question about classifying the roads so that we can let the public know what the priority is, but maybe that's the process that we do and attach it to that document and just say, the park board's going to recommend the classification, so we kind of tie the two documents together. That way we don't have to come back and forth every three or every five.
Yeah, we don't really care what you all want to
pick. But see, that way helps us manage the list by the park board.
We have another deal that we go through you guys on, and that is when we clean out the creeks on our bridges and we get a mining permit or something to clean those bridges out. If we've got that gravel available right close to one of these locations, we don't want the fuel expense and the labor expense to haul that for a long distance. We'd like to use it on one of these access roads, and that way it benefits us greatly cost-wise.
No, I think we can get that okay.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of a separate, you know, the permit you're talking right. about through a separate.
But when we have those occasions.
Yeah, that's yeah. okay.
But once the material's removed, it's up to you where y'all use that.
Yeah. Right.
I think we should move forward trying to do them all at once, seriously.
Okay.
And then let us attach a document to that, like an ordinance or resolution classifying the roads, and then we can review it annually. And that way people people know where we are based off, you know, subject to appropriations and all those things.
But we may want to eliminate, and I'm saying this on the air, but we may want to eliminate some of those that we weren't going to make public where we went to location. We couldn't even find the road. It was in people's backyards, but it was an old existing road that showed up on a map somewhere. Right. But it was so grown over and everything. And one area I can remember we went to, it went into a swampy-looking
yep.
area. You couldn't have built a road in there in 100 years. So that would have to be eliminated, but it does show up on your map as an
right.
old road. So we would
have elimination
yeah. on there.
Right.
So
you let us know which ones
right.
that you are interested in. We'll adjust the map. We'll adjust the request down to real estate.
Right.
And the license that comes back is just like you got for Mission and Deer. It is standard. Yeah. And the requirements as far as what we need from the county are, you know, we don't need any kind of prioritization or,
okay.
you know, here's our budget or anything like that. It's just,
yeah, that would work good for
pretty,
us because we
pretty
don't.
Pretty straightforward.
But I think we need to classify.
Yeah, exactly.
We need to prioritize it. That way the public doesn't say,
right.
yeah.
fix them all, and all of a sudden we have the appropriations questions all
sure.
the time. So,
but we don't need any
don't
of that
need.
To execute the license.
Yeah.
Well, should we ask Randy to identify those roads that really we want to take off and work with Danny and find the roads that we don't want?
There's a couple that have been used in the past heavily. That's not on the list that was brought to our attention,
okay.
and we would maybe want to take a couple of these off here and
add
these
those.
Others.
Yeah, you got to be open to that too.
We have
two
that's not on there, and then we do have some that questionable, like I said, that we may want to take off.
Can you provide the just send us a note
yeah,
on that,
just,
Randy?
Yes, yeah, we.
And then,
we can
I mean,
do that.
Basically, why don't you just have an email list with all of us on there and say. For us to look at those, because you probably want to know what roads we're trying to take off too. So
right.
you might want to say, hey, consider taking these off, but consider adding these, and that way we're all in the same email loop, and then we can kind of move it a little faster than it is right now because it's
and
not moving
that
fast right now.
No,
and we can identify them by section, township, marine, so we're
right.
because
okay.
yours
good.
May show up a different name or number than
as we did on Yandel Mission. Randy goes down and takes a shot of elevation so that we can get that above the 5 foot water raise where we make our cul-de-sacs and things and where we don't have wasted money. Also, we have, I think it's at Mission that we run a, with an agreement from you folks about putting an extension as the lake goes down for people to be able to launch. We put gravel on out into that area as the lake went down. So, that works out great for the old roadbed that used to be there. You know, we can't go out there and, well, you know you can't go out there and put rock or anything in a mud pit, but where the old roadbeds lay, and it's easy to do that with. So those can be identified also. We use, as we sent in those maps, we had cul-de-sacs with 120 20 or 150.
I think we've been using the standard of 50-foot easement on all the roadways that access and then 120-foot diameter cul-de-sac. That way we're pretty much consistent with each access is what we've been trying to stay with. So unless geographically we just can't fit it.
Yeah, right.
So, well, so we try to do the best we can.
One side or the other,
yeah,
or
up the hill, down the hill, too. Right. We know that.
Yeah.
Ron can make a visit out to those locations. He'll see what we did on those locations, and he gets more of an idea. And then we all need to, I think, make a road trip to K Highway and to Kazee Mills before we.
Most definitely. I have a question. If the county, in fact, accepts a couple of these locations we don't feel we're ever going to do anything with, and yet we leave them on an inactive status, that's. Doesn't make any difference.
That's
to you all,
that
right?
Count. No. Does not.
No. I just,
you know, there is some language that, and we went through working with Ozark County on a couple. There is some language in there that says something to the effect that, you know, we may do periodic inspections. We are not going to do periodic inspections. I mean, we have more than we can say grace over. We know you have more than you can say grace over, and you operate and maintain that at the level that you determine you can.
As you went and visited the locations after we were finished, that we went above and beyond what.
There's some good ones.
It's something that. Everybody can be proud of.
Yeah. Well, and I do want to thank the county and compliment you all, too. That's the first county we've been able to get this far in this kind of concept for us. You know, we've talked to several counties, but we've never really been able to get everybody on board or at least semi-agreeing and working towards something that we think is positive. So you guys are doing a good job there. And really, I think it's great for the citizens, too, because there are some good places and they get improved access or facilities out of it, and from where we sit, it helps kind of define and at least semi in a logical way pick these areas for reasons that you all are a lot more familiar with than we are, since you're right here and you deal with people live there day in, day out. So we see this as a good thing, and hopefully other folks do too.
I think it's exciting.
People
that want to utilize those areas to have these improved. I mean, a lot of people have utilized a lot of those areas for a very long time and want to continue to do so. So I'm tickled that the county has stepped up and worked for the Corps and headed this direction. Which, quite frankly, is exactly the opposite of some of the comments I heard out there when I was going around. So I'm really pleased to see.
Yeah, it's, I mean, until a lot of the naysayers have stopped talking after we did the three projects.
Right.
One thing that is a concern to me is the fact that we have wintertime work that slows us down. We don't have our mowing crews and all those kind of things. Some of these projects, especially like these last three that were proposed, this last winter, if we could have on our, I'm going to call it downtime, but it's not. They're always working, but there are times when we had crews available to be doing this work. If we had something that was already in place and we could put 2 weeks worth of time in, well, just use the creek clean out that we did. If we could have took that material and put it on these different sites and worked it in, I mean, it would have been a great value, not only to the county employees, but to you and the public, the whole thing. I don't want to go through another winter and have those times available and not accomplish anything as this goes.
Well, as I say, once we get that one instrument in place, then you pick and choose where you work, when you work.
Mark has been trying to do this all along.
Right.
And my skepticism about obligating us to something we couldn't do, that we couldn't do as far as financially and what the public perception was. Because you know as well as I know that we had a battle on our hands with perception of what we were trying to do.
Right, yes.
So if we had that perception to go wrong with 23 locations, then the whole project could have went south. Now I think we're headed in the right direction. If we can get something established where we don't waste another winter time, we'll be headed into our chip and seal season probably within the next month or two. We won't have time to do any of this stuff on this. But as it falls into the fall and winter months, then we have time if it's nothing to do but just, you know, run down there for two or three days and do something. It's keeping our men busy and keeping everything going. So if we could get a promotional, I guess you guys be our spokespeople at Little Rock to say, look, these guys are not trying to pull anything. They're trying to get something done while make hay when the weather's right. So,
like I say, once we get the map updated, everyone agrees, okay. All we will need is a formal request from the commission, just like we did on the park stuff. We'll forward that down to Little Rock, and it should go.
We're running on time here, but what about the KDOT fill? Have we've got Great River Engineering set back here. Are we pretty well concluded on what we've talked about here on the parks and the roads?
I think so.
Yes.
Would it be all right, Ron, if Great River come forward with the amount of fill? We requested, and it's in an email, the different levels, and I think 688 was the number that we come up with that we thought at one time would be.
Buys you a lot of time there.
Yeah.
At different elevations.
Different elevations, and let them explain that.
You guys interested in a little map, see a picture of it? I got handouts if you want one.
Yeah.
Five. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Okay, if you remember, last time we were here, we brought a design before you to raise this above the 100-year floodplain. Mm-hmm. The whole project, it had quite a bit more fill than what you guys had on site or available. So you asked us to adjust it to try to eliminate some of the peak events that's happened over the last 50 or 60 years. But maybe not all of them. So we came up with an elevation that eliminated, I believe, 5 out of the 9 flooding events over the last 60 years. I think that elevation that we were raising it to is the lowest spot in the whole design is 687. The original lowest spot of the road is 680. So it's a 7-foot raise from the lowest spot previously. The amount of fill that we came up with this design, and we used county road standards. It's a 20-foot wide roadbed with 2-foot shoulders on each side. Fill of 4,300 cubic yards. We went out and surveyed the material you guys have on site, and we came up with it's an estimate, but around 1,500 yards on site. So you're short about 2/3 of the material it's going to take to raise it to that elevation. You'd have the option, or I guess, raising it at a lower elevation than that, and just raise it to what material you have, but I don't think you're going to get yourself as high as you want to.
What's the cost of the material, Randy?
Basically, based on using that estimated quantity, and I figured safely there's probably 1,200 yards there, give or take, an estimated hauling from the stockpile we have at Table Rock, we're looking at this project placing it around 42,000, 45,000 to get everything placed.
It's pre-asphalt, right?
Yeah, it's pre-asphalt. That doesn't include the asphalt. That's our cost, getting everything placed in there at that quantity he's got there at 24-foot wide top.
Now, as we had discussion about this before, was there a quantity from, was there a dollar that Arkansas Fish and Game had applied to theirs? Didn't we talk about that if the initial cost, because they were going to ask
part of that minimum flow,
part of the minimum flow deal that they would help us take care of the asphalt and cross, because they're going to have to do it anyway.
I think what they said was they'll pay for the asphalt, we just got to get to the right level.
Yeah.
The level we want, right?
That's probably right. I can't.
I can't remember. They're going to top it. We just got to get the road to the level.
That's the way I understood it. So we're talking about $45,000 bucks on a on filling the hole in.
Yeah.
Doing away with years of complaints and never going to be satisfied. We'll always have our agreement with what's been spent countywide on the top. It's gated to get in there in emergency cases if it floods. The floods next year after we put this
no
in.
Telling, yeah.
Randy, that's us hauling it?
That's us hauling it based on the same rate as if we hired somebody to haul it in. That's the best way rather than us figure
out the wear
and tear and stuff now.
If we did a specialized bid for this and see if we could get a better price.
We got a couple more options with a quarry within 5 miles. We can buy some material there that would make this a little bit cheaper, but we're still in the $20,000 for material getting in there.
He visited with us the other day about storage material that could from all over the area that could be used and put there. I just wonder if we went and talked to him about that very situation, if he couldn't supply us with some stuff that he can't use,
right,
and really cut that down.
I talked to him, you know, trying to get some prices, see what he had available and material, and kind of help him with some costs. BNC was within 5 miles of it. The other thing he had there, we had definitely stored some grindings from some asphalt work that we'd done from a project several years previous that still stopped out there at his quarry, and he brought that to my attention. I didn't realize it was there. That material could possibly use in part of the fill.
Be on the top part of it, you know, as far as you're fine.
But it'd still be a...
I guess what I'm saying, I'm still convinced we need to raise it to this elevation, otherwise why do it? I'm still looking. We came to that debate or discussion because of the events. This seemed like the next logical step to raise a level.
688, but you got 687?
687 is what eliminates
those events.
Four or five events out of the last, there was 9 events in 60 years, and we were going to eliminate, I have it written
down. Yeah, about half of those. I think we should look at any option we can to get this thing bid a little cheaper. I mean, $42,000 is a lot, but I think if we could make this an isolated project, I mean, we might be able to get a more creative price.
Yeah, and let's I guess mainly what we're here to talk about is our process with you. If we can get this thing adjusted, we need to make this happen.
Right.
We need to make it happen. I wish it happened before they were talking about the lake being filled. But I'm saying I don't want to go through another rain season, spring season, all this. We need to make it happen if we can. And so the process to get that done, you need to let us know what we need to do. We've got the engineering stuff that we've spent our dollars on, which was requested by you guys at their last meeting. So we need to get that. We need to get some implementation started to where we can start filling that hole in.
Well, what will happen once the lease for the park becomes effective, that roadway is within the park. That becomes yours.
So we get that lease done.
That'd be the best. And then you could say, hey, we're going to do this.
Right.
We'd just say, go ahead.
Yeah. And then Sean and I have talked, it would require a Section 404 permit, you know, for placing the fill.
So the sooner
but
we
that's
do this,
easily
right?
worked.
Yeah. Sooner we do all this right here. Then
do we just want to let Danny go rate those things? And
I'll get members of our park board to go with me.
Why don't you do that? That would speed the process up versus trying to schedule a commission road trip and all that stuff.
Right.
Let's just... You and the park board, or you and some park board, just go rate that thing and.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
But then, we would get the 404 permit in place. We'd get.
What level of detail of plans would you guys require? Is plan and profile?
I think pretty much you have.
If they don't plan on bidding it out,
right.
You guys don't need the level
of detail. They'd have to let people comment on it, too.
Right.
A little review open period.
Right.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying open posting for.
It'd go through that permit process.
The 404
fill permit. It won't be a thing unusual.
Rocky.
Sean's worked with Rocky Presley. He's up at Table Rock.
I know Rocky.
This is his area of expertise and area of responsibility. He can come down, take a look, and we get that moving along pretty quickly, too.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. That'd be good.
I'm very happy that we're having another meeting and that we're moving in this direction.
Yeah, that's a good project, too, oh, I think, absolutely. For you there for everybody. Yeah. And hopefully don't see you flood over that for a while.
We hope not. We hope it doesn't flood the next year.
Hey, that'd be all right.
And it can happen to us like it did on this Swan Creek deal. I mean, we raised it for a 100-year flood, and it flooded the next year. I mean,
no, that's the way it goes.
You bet. 100-year flood every 5 years.
Yeah, so anyway, appreciate you guys.
Hey, that's going to be really nice when it's done. Everything down there is looking good, you know.
Yeah,
that's all a good improvement all around.
If that's a great deal that they did around. I've had a lot of compliments actually for the county.
Good. That's all right. Somebody take credit.
I've actually, you know, passed it on, but they've said, well, you went down there, but why did you do this? You know, when we're talking about the fill, and I said, well, that's not, they're doing this part of it, and we're going to do the fill if at all possible. And
we all said there, it's popular. It's too bad. We can't ever really come up with the perfect multi-level type launching thing, you know, at low water, it's a big mud flat. At high water, we get jammed in there. It's a tough situation, but we know people want to use it, and it's good location, and hopefully this is moving forward, you know.
So the monkey be on my back to get this done with the...
That's correct.
Before lunch.
You've got 58 minutes before our next meeting, Danny. Go ahead and just take care of it.
Anyway, we'll... And I'll visit with the village of Kirbyville, who has a volunteer group to go down. And once we get this approved, we'll probably go in there with graders, and I'll put that down in the report, and we'll just take all that old chip and seal up around there. And as we always do, we just roll it back in. It makes a better road bed than you ever started off with, and put that in our plan. And I appreciate you guys.
That's good. Thanks a lot. That one's working well. Hopefully it'll turn out nice here before long.
Okay. All right, now I'll try to update the commission on...
As soon as you can?
Yeah, as soon as we can, and the progress we're making.
1 o'clock?
No.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Jimmy, thank you so much.
Good to see you.
Who's the other... Who took Mark's place? Or is
Bruce.
Bruce still...
Yes. Mark just shifted kind of over to the parks area for both lakes, and so we're still good shape.
Well, tell him I said hi.
Yeah, he'll come up too. You'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Good to meet you, sir.
Good to meet you.
Thank you, John.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
All right. Hey, John. Yeah. Good seeing you.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Randy?
What time is our next? Yeah. 1 o'clock. Well, it's supposed to continuous, but 1 o'clock is...
We'll stand in recess until 1 p.m.